relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, my friends. Did you hear that call yesterday with Carrie? I think it was the end of the first hour. Really important call. We were discussing what was happening in Minneapolis, how the police were banned from wearing their uniforms to tonight's Trump rally, how the local police association said, well, we're going to print cops for Trump sweatshirts, and they can't keep up with the orders. How the mayor was trying to charge 26 times the security invoice for that event until they relented yesterday. And that woman said, we were going to go to the rally. I was going to take my 12-year-old son, but we're not going because we're afraid of the left. I need to repeat what I said to her. And this wasn't personally attacking her. But it's the truth. When we make decisions like that, we let the bullies win. We have to stand up to the bullies. It's one of the greatest lessons of the late, great Andrew Breitbart, a man whose life was defined in every single way, shape, and form by standing up to the bullies. And we are so blessed every week to have his Washington political editor, the man who knows more about D.C. than anybody else at Breitbart, the most influential conservative site out there. It is Matthew Boyle. Matt, thanks for coming to the studio again.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure. Heck of an opening, as usual.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's heartfelt. Did you ever think that we'd see the day when AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, would be joining hands and signing letters with Ted Cruz?
No, I didn't. But hey, I guess the broken clocks are right twice a day, So good for her. Look, here's the deal. She's right about this with the whole China thing. So right, so good for both of them.
For those who haven't heard this, so there's a bipartisan group of lawmakers who have written a letter to the NBA after this China scandal to suspend all activities in China until Chinese firms and broadcasters end their boycott of the Houston Rockets. What do you think the chances of that happening?
At this stage, not very high, but I do think that what this whole NBA China battle with the whole Houston Rockets thing and everything has done is, look, if you listen to your show, you listen to Breitbart, you read Breitbart, you're following this stuff, you're following President Trump, you're in the know about the fact that the Chinese are a threat to the Yes. United States. The people that aren't following this stuff on a daily basis, maybe not, and so now they're seeing, there was a press conference earlier today over in Tokyo, I think, where two Houston players were asked by a CNN reporter about the whole situation, and then they shut the whole thing down.
The feed. They shut the feed off.
They shut the feed off. They wouldn't let the players answer the question. It was, like, unbelievable. And so for people that don't follow the politics every day, this is a good learning experience for them. They're starting to see this is what communist China operates. Like, right. This is the threat that we're up against. And if the Democrats somehow win, including their China-backed candidate, Joe Biden, I mean, who literally is in the tank financially for the Chinese, as evidenced by the fact that his son Hunter Biden's firm got $1.5 billion from the Chinese.
Then
that's the threat. That's what happens here next.
And your colleague, Peter Schweizer, finally, I mean, this is the lesson of Peter of Andrew Breitbart. Never give up. Never give in. Just be the honey badger. Yep. The man who wrote the book on Biden corruption 2 years ago, he gets an op-ed in the New York Times yesterday.
And the Biden campaign completely freaks out about the whole thing. Yeah. So the Biden campaign sends this nasty gram letter to the New York Times, and they've been trying to get anybody and everybody out there across the media, the social media giants, Facebook, Twitter, Google, et cetera, all to try to shut down any discussion about the legitimate questions surrounding the corruption of Hunter and Joe Biden. And so what Peter's been doing has been getting that message out there in any way that he can. So, yes, he wrote an op-ed for the New York Times. Not my favorite publication in the world, as anybody who's read any of my stuff about them would see. But, hey, good for them for actually printing it and then standing by it under criticism from the New York Times, under criticism from the Biden campaign.
Well, look, we have to chalk that one up to a little victory in the culture war for Peter, for you and Breitbart and everybody else. We have so much to discuss. I want to talk about the impeachment, which is a new part of your beat. Everybody who's on the call board, okay, everybody, Ron, Mark, Scott, John, we will get to you, but we've got to exploit having Matt Boyle, Mr. DC Politics, in studio. We have had so many calls already in the first hour, Matt, about this Fox News poll. 51% of Americans,
I don't believe it,
want impeachment. What's going on,
Matt? So first off, I do believe that the impeachment numbers have grown in the polls, and for this reason only, is that before the Democrats made it officially a part of their strategy, there was division. All Republicans were against impeachment.
Yes.
But then Democrats were split half and half. So half the Democrats didn't want to do it because they didn't believe in it strategically. And then half the Democrats did want to do it because, hey, orange man must go. We must get Trump. We want to take him down. So what's happened since the Democrats have made it their official party strategy, it is officially a partisan strategy of the Democrat Party to impeach President Trump, is you've seen the Democrats come together and they've unified. So it's not surprising to see the polling matching partisan lines. So
about 51%, Matt.
The 51%. I think that's matching partisan lines in the polls, and so that's what Fox thinks is. But by the way, we've also seen Fox News polls showing Trump at 40 something to a Democrat at 50 something in a presidential race. I think that. And by the way, the polls are usually wrong. So I
The Fox poll said Hillary's going to win in 2016.
Right. That's the point. So and did Hillary Clinton win the election?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So again,
no,
the Fox polls were wrong.
She did. She just said she did. Remember, two days ago.
Hey, popular vote. Hey, you know what? I'm sure there's a great ribbon and a second place prize that we can give you for that. But that's not how you win presidential elections. You win presidential elections by winning the Electoral College. And Trump smoked her in the Electoral College. Ooh. He won 30 and a half states, 306 electoral votes. Hillary Clinton couldn't even win 20 states. She won 19 and a half states. There are 50 states in the union. She won 19 and a half states plus the District of Columbia. So she came in a distant second place in a presidential race.
So what does that ribbon say? Does it say almost president? Is that what she got?
The almost president ribbon? Yeah, almost president. So, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, So, yeah. So
that
doesn't
good.
Count presidential
I haven't
elections.
Heard that. That's so, good. Yeah. Horseshoes and hand grenades. That's good. Matt is educating me. Thank you. Last thing in this segment. Is this going to win it for Warren? She has just announced a $1.5 trillion plan to address environmental racism.
Environmental racism is totally wacky and crazy. But again, Warren is surging on the Democrat side. I've been telling you this all year.
I keep saying every single time I think I was probably the first one to say it.
Like, so Warren,
I said,
is,
no, Matt,
Warren,
you're wrong.
Warren is probably going to be the Democrat nominee. She's easily the front runner right now. Most of the national polling has her in the lead. She's leading in several of the key battleground in early states. Biden still has a stronghold, though, in the South. So if Biden's able to leverage that into somehow surviving down the road, it's still possible that Biden could
be
the nominee.
What odds
do
you give him, Matt Boyle?
There are better odds for Liz Warren right now than Joe Biden.
But how bad? So like 20% shot he's got to get it?
I don't know if I want to get that specific at this stage. But I do think that Warren is much further ahead in the game. She's leading in Iowa. She's leading in New Hampshire. She's leading in California. She's leading in Nevada or tied in Nevada. Biden's only leads are in places like Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, throughout the South. And so I don't know if that's enough, though, to hold together a Democrat nomination.
It's the most important website out there if you believe in the Republic and you want daily news that's truthful. It's Breitbart.com. He is their Washington political editor, Matthew Boyle. Tag him on Twitter so we can get him back on social media, MBoyle1. And if you hate bullies as much as we do, then check out my latest book, just published, The War for America's Soul, which in part was in fact inspired by Andrew Breitbart's incredible work, Righteous Indignation. Back with Matt Boyle after these messages here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Nancy Pelosi's impeachment against President Trump has started, but who's telling you the real truth? Newsmax TV is. Now millions of Americans like you are tuning into Newsmax TV. Every night, find shows on Newsmax TV with Mike Huckabee, Bill O'Reilly, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, and so many more. You can find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more. Watch Newsmax TV right now, because it's real news for real people.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
I'm always blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try to deal with it themselves. These people wouldn't imagine trying to fix their own plumbing, but they owe a ton of money they can't pay to the IRS and think, oh, I can handle this. That's crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do? You call Rush Tax Resolution, like one listener who owed over $76,000. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle for $100 total. That's right, for $100, Rush Tax resolved his case and got the IRS to go away. They have an A-plus rating and incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend if you're in hot water with the IRS. Call 855-IRS-CALL and Rush Tax will give you a free IRS transcript investigation and analysis. And they'll only take your case if they know they can help. Call 855-477-2255 or rushtaxresolution.com. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I sleep on my premium MyPillow and my Giza Dream Sheets, and I love it. You can get massive discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, they are bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get massive discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillow. Enter promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468 for these great radio specials.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr who knows me as well as anybody living is listening to the book on audio. Very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Do you want to be part of a team that's fighting for the freedoms of all Americans and get some very cool swag? Well, now's your chance. Alliance Defending Freedom is at the Supreme Court this week defending the religious liberty of patriots like you. They provide their legal services free to businesses and individuals under attack for their beliefs. These cases cost thousands of dollars to defend, but with your help, they can win. Listen to Alliance Defending Freedom's Matt Sharp about your support.
Gives me hope that there is a generation that is going to pick this up and keep fighting these battles. I think there are more opportunities than we've had in decades to advance religious liberty and free speech. And their contribution, whether small or large, helps to fund those efforts, helps us to take that extra case that can be the one that goes to the Supreme Court and sets the precedent that impacts every American. So every little bit, large or small, helps towards that larger battle to help secure these fundamental freedoms.
And right now, I have a special offer for you. If you support these brave men and women today with a donation of $200 or more, Salem will provide you with one of their most popular products ever. It's Bill Bennett's Morning in America, Remembering President Ronald Reagan, with contributions in the voices of Jack Kemp, the legendary conservative, Ed Rollins. You know who he is. You see him on Fox every night. Ed Meese, the former attorney general to the president, and James Woolsey, his director of CIA, and the legendary, the great, the late Gene Kirkpatrick. If you make a donation today for $200 or more, we have 30 copies of Remembering President Ronald Reagan for you when you support this incredible cause. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or if you prefer, you can call them 866-954-3388. That's 866-954-3388. We are talking to Matt Boyle, the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. You were checking things. What's the latest news on impeachment, Matt?
So the latest news is just moments ago while we were on the commercial break there. The Democrats on Capitol Hill have subpoenaed Energy Secretary Rick Perry. It seems like they're subpoenaing everybody in their broader impeachment inquiry here. But the bigger problem for them is that they've been conducting interviews in secret. So they've been doing interviews in secret depositions behind closed doors. They're not allowing the president's counsel to attend depositions, ask questions,
or the Republicans to subpoena.
They're not allowing Republicans to subpoena. They're also not allowing the president's attorney to present evidence in his defense. This is, as Congressman Matt Gaetz and others have pointed out, a kangaroo court run by Nancy Pelosi and Captain Kangaroo, Adam Schiff, is what he's calling him.
Now, let me ask you, this is all, you can't do this. There's precedent, there's three impeachments, there are rules, there's tradition. They are just refusing to follow any of them. Is this because, in your analysis, is Nancy afraid, Matt? Because the fact that she hasn't called a roll call vote on impeachment, that's really telling to me.
Yeah, I think she's afraid of the effect that it will have on what they call the frontline Democrats or the so-called moderate Democrats, what we would call the Trump district Democrats.
Yes.
So there are
which are more than 30.
There are 31 Democrats right now who sit in seats that President are districts that President Trump won in 2016. 13 of those districts Trump won by more than 6% over Hillary Clinton. If Republicans take back a net 19 seats in the 2020 congressional elections, so they take back the 13 seats that Trump won by six or more, plus six more of the remaining 18 seats, then they're going to retake the majority. There's a whole nother, in addition to those 31, there's a whole nother nearly 20 or so districts that are battleground districts as well, like people like Charlie Crist down in Florida, that are opportunities for Republicans to retake the majority. So Pelosi's very afraid of the effect that it will have on those members. So she wants to shield them from having to take tough votes on this.
So I was on a platform because of our book tour, The War for America's Soul. I was on a platform this Sunday with Dennis Prager, the great one, Mark Levin, and Larry Elder. Mm-hmm. And I disagreed with all three of them. All three of them said impeachment is a done deal. It's going to happen. I said, there's no way. I don't care how rabid the squad gets. I don't care how much of a coward and a surrenderer Nancy Pelosi is. There's no way that 31 Democrats are going to commit public political harakiri and political suicide because they want to impeach the president. What's your take? Is this vote going to happen,
so,
Matt?
So I do think that we will probably get to a vote at some point, and I don't know what the outcome of it is, but I would presume that when that time comes that it will pass the House, meaning that they will
impeach. Do you think he will be impeached?
I think that's probably where we end up. Though
even though we're in an election,
It's not a guarantee, though. So I'm not going to go as far as saying we're definitely going to end up at that stage, but I think that's probably where we go. That being said, the Senate will never convict Donald Trump.
That's impossible.
Okay, so on Donald Trump's worst possible day. Okay, so the math in the Senate is you need 67 votes to convict.
Supermajority.
So there are 47 Democrats, 53 Republicans. So if all 47 Democrats hang in there, and I don't know if Manchin and Sinema would vote for it. So, but if all 47 Democrats hang in there, you need 20 Republicans.
Right.
So on Trump's worst day in the U.S. Senate, maybe 5 Republicans, maybe.
Right.
But even Mitt Romney just came out today and said that he thinks that Donald Trump is going to win re-election in 2020. So Mitt Romney, the one guy that you would think would be the first one to line up to
vote to
convict Trump, is out there saying that he thinks Trump is going to be fine and he's going to win re-election. So the fact of the matter is that the question is do the Democrats want to go all the way there or not? Especially when they know where it ends up in the Senate.
Okay, great analysis. That is why you are a regular here on America First. It's Matt Boyle from Breitbart.com. Last question I have to ask you in the 90 seconds we have left. Hillary? Really?
No.
She's not running.
She's not running for president. No. So if Bernie were the candidate that was surging towards the nomination,
yes.
And by the way, I feel really bad for him that he had a heart attack, and I wish him the best, and I don't want to wish personal health.
But aren't you surprised that he didn't go to Cuba for his surgery?
I'm glad that he lives in the United States with an amazing healthcare system where he's able to have
get the best.
Right. But the point is that the fact of the matter is that if it were Bernie, I don't think the DNC would be okay with Bernie getting the nomination, and then you would start seeing some shenanigans where a Hillary or a Michelle Obama.
So that she could steal it again.
Or a Michael Bloomberg or something like that would be swooping in to try to do it.
But if it's Warren?
But Warren, I do think the DNC is okay with Warren as a candidate. Warren's had communications with Harry Reid. She's been working with Andrew Gillum down in Florida. There's a new report out today that there's talk of them talking about a potential VP type of a situation. She's had communications
with
Hillary.
With Gillum?
Yeah, but that's the thing is that she's been working with a lot of the past and future party leaders on the Democrat side. So Warren is acceptable to the DNC insiders, though they still would prefer Biden, but they're okay with Warren.
Wow. So a woman who wants to spend trillions of dollars of your money to fight environmental racism, the DNC, past and future, is fine with her. That's why the stakes in 390 days, my friends, are socialism or liberty. You've been listening to the great Matthew Boyle from Breitbart.com. The call board is full. We're going straight to you, the callers and listeners, next here on America First.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
My friends, how excited would you be if you could save the history, the traditions, the memories of your family? That's exactly what Legacy Box can do for you. I filled my box, family films, old VHS tapes, Super 8 slides, you name it, and they're on their way to Legacy Box. They are going to digitize all my family memories right here in the USA. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Over a decade of experience, all the work is done here in the US of A. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering you, my listeners, an exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/GORKA to get 40% off your first order. That's LegacyBox.com/GORKA for 40% today. Get started preserving your history.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
I do like when this show can be an inspiration. Clavin was on yesterday, wasn't he, Andrew Clavin? And he came up with this great line during our interview that Hillary Clinton is president of her imagination. And what has he done? He's written an article called Hillary is the president of the second term in her imagination. like to help people with their artistic endeavors and their creative endeavors. Can't wait to read it. Just retweeted it. It's the top of my Twitter feed, sebgorka.com. Don't forget, if you want your exclusive copy, you can't get it anywhere else, of Remembering Ronald Reagan, in the words of Jack Kemp, Ed Rawlings, Ed Meese, Bill Bennett, James Woolsey, and the late, great Gene Kirkpatrick. Make that donation right now. This is only an offer for today. It's going to end in 1.5 hours. You've got to go to sebgorka.com to support the Alliance Defending Freedom. Alliance Defending Freedom. Go to sebgorka.com. Click the ADF banner or call 855. No, sorry. That's not the right number. 866-954-3388. That's 866-954-3388. If your donation is $200 or more, we have a copy of the CD of Bill Bennett's Remembering President Ronald Reagan, one of the most popular products ever to come out of Salem headquarters. The call board is full, and I'm so excited. If anybody drops off, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We're going to work through them all. Let's go to Ron Cleveland. Welcome back, Ron.
Dr. Gorka, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. The Democrats are still at it, I see.
Anyway, yes, you could say that.
God bless you for giving you to be as astute as you are. And you said it when the one caller from California, I believe it was, that said about the polls. And you said the best polling that there is the signs for Trump. And you're absolutely correct. In July of 2016, when I was working in Columbia Station, which is about 24 miles from Cleveland,
right,
my partner and I said, hey, start counting the signs, because we had to take side streets because of all the construction. And we did. The first night, there was 5 for Hillary and like 61 for President Trump. But wow. The next morning, when we had to go back, I said, okay, let's do this right. Well, the final tally, by the time we got from point A to point B, was 11 for Hillary, and there was like 97 for Donald Trump, President Trump.
Now, that's and a poll. So, that's a poll.
God bless you. And you're so astute. And when the man said, when you said that, I said, wow, I have some information I want to impart.
I love it, Ron. I love it so much. That will you stay on the line so we can give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, stay on the line, Ron, because you deserve it. Thank you so much. Let's go to Scott, California, on Hillary Clinton, line 3. Welcome, Scott.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, how are you?
Better than I deserve.
It's nice to talk to you, man. Yeah, I think Hillary Clinton is going to be the nominee.
Really? Why?
There's no question in my mind. Because it will settle a lot of things. By the time she comes out, Elizabeth Warren kind of washes down the road, who I think will end up taking Joe Biden out easily. They're just going to figure her credibility isn't going to be there. And Hillary...
Hang on. Hillary's got more credibility than anybody?
No. I'm just saying she has the least amount, but people will like her on the Democratic side because she's a harder fighter, especially against Trump. But by the time the elections come, Barr and Durham will have all of their things in order, and they'll completely decimate the Russian collusion narrative in this Ukraine thing, which is the reason Democrats are so nutsy crazy on this Ukraine thing is because that's exactly where all their activity was for the Russian activity. They hid behind that country. They got inside on the Russian and made it look Russian. But now that we're tapping into what happened with Joe Biden and the whistleblower who supposedly has ties to some
candidate.
Yeah, who do you think that candidate is? Let's think. Yeah. Let's read between the lines.
We can't say many things right now with regards to the certitude of this assertion, but your hypothesis, Scott, is very, very sound. I don't think Hillary's going to be the candidate. The idea that she's a tougher fighter than Liz is, I mean, look, she wouldn't even campaign in key states, but Ukraine is the key. You nailed it, Scott. Ukraine is the key. It's the cutout country with regards to a lot of the true Russia collusion between the Democrats and the agents that wanted to subvert the last election. Great call. Back to your calls on in a moment on 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. If any of you out there are still suffering from daily aches and pains and haven't tried Relief Factor, I need to know what's your excuse. Really? You can't try the three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95? Surely it's worth it to you to find out if this wholly natural supplement that has zero side effects can work for you the way it worked for me and our colleagues here at Salem. Look at the people who stand behind this product. Pete and Seth Talbot, the makers of Relief Factor, are amazing people. They're on a mission. The mission is to liberate you from your daily aches and pains. But when people like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder stand behind this product, you can trust Relief Factor. Tens of thousands of you right now are getting daily relief, including me. Every morning, four capsules with my breakfast, and at evening time, four capsules again. And that's all I need. ReliefFactor.com, the three-week quick starter pack can be at your front door in 3 days' time. It's $19.95. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls, 833-334-6752. Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you. I am so excited to talk to you about We the People holsters. I've seen people put amazing weapons into the cheesiest generic holsters with Velcro tabs, and it's not safe. Do what I do. Get a custom rig that is designed on a computer to exactly fit your weapon at WeThePeopleHolsters.com. The rigs start at $37. They have an incredible design that allows you to adjust the cant, the angle of the weapon, and keep it secure on your belt. They are designed for that specific weapon. They ship free, and they have a lifetime guarantee. But only if you go to WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Gorka. G-O-R-K-A. And when you're checking out, you add my name again, you get $10 off. I mean, that's just a bargain. Do it right now. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Gorka.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee means if you mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they'll remake your window treatments for free. Now through October 15th, get up to 50% off during Blinds.com's Columbus Day sale. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code Prager. That's 50% off, plus an extra $20 off at Blinds.com with promo code Prager. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
You can try, but you'll fail. Friends, you agree with me, don't you? Our nation continues to be the greatest nation on earth. Well, so do the great guys and gals at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. and that includes almost 2 million members. The next election will be here very soon. The question is, will we continue down freedom's road to greatness? The AARP wants you to believe that they're non-partisan. But you need to understand what you are supporting if you support that group as an AARP member. They supported Obamacare. They support even strict gun controls for you as American citizens. AMAC is against such partisan lobbying, and AMAC has fought hard to block the federal funding on abortion as well, and won. So I'm urging you to join AMAC today. You'll get all the kinds of benefits you expect, and it's just $16 a year, but your membership will give you more than discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants. It will support the values that you believe in. And just as important, you won't be funding a liberal activist agenda. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com right now or call 855-624-4824. That's GorkaForAMAC.com, GorkaForAMAC.com or 855-624-4824. Join the good guys today. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's go to Kevin, line 3 in Columbus. Welcome to America First, Kevin.
Hey, thank you. I'm just wondering, when are you guys going to move past 2016 and Hillary Clinton? I mean, you guys, I guess you won. We're going to just say that you won. But why can't you move past it? And while we're doing all this, our allies being slaughtered in Ukraine, I mean, not Ukraine, but, you know.
Try Syria, my friend. You got to rehearse Syria, your talking points, yeah, okay? Didn't the Democrat
it's
talking
not a
points?
Talking point, sir. That's what's
dude,
happening.
Dude, you can't even tell the difference between Ukraine and Syria, and you're trying to call in this show. You got to try
the
harder.
Truth and a lie, though.
You
I
can. Oh, really? When Hillary Clinton says she...
I don't want to talk about Hillary Clinton.
Guess what, Kevin?
That's all you guys know how to do. Is
put him down.
Hillary.
Guess what, Kevin? I get to talk about what I want to talk about because this isn't yet the Soviet Union or Communist China, Kevin. I know you'd like it to be, but we have the First Amendment. So tough luck, my friend. I get to talk about exactly what I get to talk about. Capiche? Kevin has given up.
Yeah, you're a liar, man. You're a liar.
Oh, and you, your line of argument is so sophisticated, and you've got a big head. I can do it too, see? It's really easy.
I just know how this works. You'll cut me off when you try to make your little stupid point.
Well, if you shout like a moron and an imbecile, that's what we do, Kevin. We cut people off who just bloviate and have verbal diarrhea, Kevin. Goodbye, Kevin. Goodbye, Kevin. Goodbye, Kevin. They really just try. We are deserting our allies who are getting slaughtered in Ukraine. No, dude, seriously, you did not take your relief factor. Let's go to Mark, line 4, New Jersey. Mark, welcome to America First. Mark. Let's go to line 5, Jeff, Houston.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I have a Hungarian/London rock and roll question, if you have time.
Hungarian rock and roll question?
Yeah, I'll get to it after. I wanted to ask you about whether we stay in Syria or not. Turkey is the problem. I don't know what can be done. Has NATO already cut them off as far as intel, or is it not that simple? I mean, they're obviously not working in conjunction with any mission that NATO is interested in.
Yeah.
They're a pain in the neck. Are we still in Incirlik, or should we just basically cut them off completely them into a corner?
We are still in Incirlik, and you are absolutely right. The real problem, the geopolitical knot, the Gordian knot, is Turkey. Turkey, for the longest time during the Cold War, was the largest NATO army on the Eurasian landmass. It was key to the southern flank of the Soviet Union under the Ataturkist regime. It was a staunch, staunch U.S. ally. Under this party and this head of state, it has become it's become a bad actor. I mean, they're getting in bed with the bad guys. They're targeting people they shouldn't be targeting. The PKK are, you know, Maoists as well. They're not good guys either. But yeah, this is the big question, Jeff. And let me tell you one thing: if anybody tells you that they've got the solution or they can predict the trajectory of Turkey, they are lying. So there are no easy answers. And I know it's an un-American thing to say, you know, there's no easy solution. But right now, the president's done the right thing. He's got our troops out of the way of danger. And he said to Turkey, if you go beyond your mandate to take out bad guys, we are going to devastate your economy. So right now, Jeff, the ball is in Erdogan's court.
Well, this is fascinating, too, except for the blood and gore of war. But these ancient battlefields we're fighting on, and nothing is very cut and dried and black and white.
No, it never is. Look,
this is
you know, why von Clausewitz wrote about the fog of war. He wrote about the confusion, the lack of certainty, the friction of war. And yes, war goes with that territory. What the Arab world and the Muslim world doesn't like to be reminded of, the greatest warrior from that culture, Saladin, who they say is the great Muslim warrior, Saladin wasn't even an Arab. Saladin was a Kurd. So, the warrior spirit in the ancient Kurd culture is well established. So, Jeff, fabulous question. I know Harry wants to talk about Syria and the Kurds as well. The call board is full. But, Jeff, will you stay on the line so we can give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul?
Can I tell you who I'm talking about real quick?
And just yeah.
Give you the name. And Alexis Korner, big influence on the Rolling Stones, Hungarian, English, played a big role in English rock and roll, especially heavy blues rock.
Give me that name again slowly.
Alexis Korner, last name is K-O-R-N-E-R.
K-O-R-N-E-R, Alexis. I have no idea who that is, but we will check it out. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And I am so excited. Every day when I remember before the show, it's Balance of Nature time. This product from the fabulous Dr. Douglas Howard is how I keep in tip-top condition and healthy. Listen to my friend Joe Piscopo, who is an avid advocate for Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, one thing I think you're going to notice is that your skin looks better, feels better, and if you're prone to like getting colds early or you have food allergies, all those are going to be helped by Balance of Nature.
Not just healthy, but also boost your immune system. That's Balance of Nature. Join us today. Go online to balanceofnature.com for best pricing, free shipping, and $25 off your first order. You can call them at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But either way, whether you call or go online, you've got to use our code for that massive discount, G-O-R-K-A. Balanceofnature.com, code G-O-R-K-A. Harry, John, Chris, Mark, Judy, don't go anywhere. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, Is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Association for Mature American Citizens.
I just realized something. Are we really at the bottom of the second hour? We're not? It's the first hour? Is it the second or the first?
We're at the end of the second
hour.
That's
what I mean. The bottom.
Bottom is one and a half.
Are we near the end of the second hour?
Yes.
I feel cheated. Where did that go? Can you talk to those Salem chappies so we get 6 hours a day? Blimey. I only got an hour left. It's outrageous. Let's go to Harry in Atlanta, line one. Harry, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Seb. All this crap we're hearing about what's going on in northern Syria is very unenlightened and has the wrong perspective. I know you've got the right perspective and a lot of knowledge of that. Could you please just get out as much as you can about what's really going on, who these people really are, and why President Trump is doing what he's doing?
I will. It's more than I can do in the 2.5 minutes we have left, but I'm writing a piece right now in American Greatness, and it will be on my feed, and I'll summarize it on the show. But it is very, very complicated. Stay tuned, Harry, and you will find out much, much more. Let's go to Chris in Richmond, who's got a very interesting question. Chris, line three.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, it's an honor. Wonderful show so far.
Thanks.
I just want to say, you know, in regards to the topic of that Fox News poll on impeachment, which, you know, seems like a bunch of BS to me. But, you know, I have a really quite an intelligent friend who happens to be pretty socially liberal. And, you know, what he says is the biggest thing in conservative politics in 2019 is fear-mongering. You know, whereas on the other hand, I have this rather brilliant conservative friend who's a professor, in fact, and he's adamant that the biggest thing in conservative politics in 2019 is personal responsibility. Now, even though they're both brilliant, I don't tend to agree with either of them in this case, because for me, the biggest thing in conservative politics in 2019 is your head.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be what. Why is that amusing? Why do you think that's funny? Chris,
what size hat
but what it's but what no hang on let me leave the guy leave him on Chris is this is that the best you can do Chris I mean this is the same
Dr. Gorka,
why is that but why do you care
you're filibustering Dr. Gorka what size hat do you wear
why do you think what you are doing is amusing to anybody except people with a double digit IQ like you Chris
I'm watching you on the live stream right now.
Uh-huh.
I believe you need a wider angle lens to fit your entire head.
Chris,
in the frame.
It's just not funny. You've got to try harder. That's the best you can do. It's nobody's satisfied around you. Not your girlfriend, not your sad friends in your basement, not the mother you live with. You've got to try harder, Chris. Thank you, and bye-bye. Dear, oh dear, and they think they're going to win. We're going to have some fun with Chris and all his friends for the next 390 days and so much longer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First at the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios. Back with Ari Fleischer next.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan.
It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.